Hey, good morning.
How are you?
You know, I've been better.
You've been better?
Okay. I've been worse and I've been better.
Well, we'll take, I mean, yes, somewhere in the middle is probably a reasonable place.
Yeah, but the middle is not good for me. So, last email?
Well, I've been trying to catch up with emails. I will start with, I have not had dedicated time to review everything like I would like to. So I have looked at it and kind of reviewed kind of some of the elements of what's in that. But I have not had a kind of deep dives, because what I want is like an hour or more to just sit there and kind of review everything.
Right.
Which is what I had hoped to do between then and now. But to be perfectly honest, I have just been flooded with people in hospice and getting into the hospital and stuff. So I have failed what I had hoped to do on your behalf up until now, which I'm sure is frustrating, but to be honest, I'm like just trying to see everybody that shows up in front of me and get them kind of moving in the right direction. I have not also had any real success in figuring out how to access equipment, you know, to help.
Well, okay, so I don't expect help from the hospital system.
Okay.
I mean, I should, but at this point I don't. Unless somebody, I mean, I know, okay, there's so much going on here. And so, as I said in my last email, I'm experiencing a lot of pain and a lot of, I believe, you know, a retaliation for actually trying to get to the bottom of this, but I have to get to the bottom of this. I've known about this since 2017, and I've sort of dinked around and what am I going to do and how am I going to deal with this, and approached it with providers. And most of the time when I approached this with providers, I got very strong pushback in the form of really nasty stuff going into my medical records, and not just the psychological defamation is what I call it. I mean, it certainly is. It's defamation. Anyway, not just that, but, you know, things like accusing me of being violent, abusive, just really nasty stuff. So that's how it started. And I finally, so I would, that of course had a chilling effect on my willingness to, I mean, not just that, I mean, there's been other things, like, in addition to crazy stuff going in my medical records, I've had people like security guards lurking outside of doors. And I mean, just, this is a nasty business. So, but it's my health at serious risk. And it's not just me. I think it's a lot of people. And it's also not even just people, it's animals. So I really might, from what I've seen, what I'm experiencing is not unique to me. This is actually a thing that's going on with a lot of people. There's other things that are, you know, even if you don't have an intent of being defamatory or trying to really paint me as a nasty, awful person, my medical records, sometimes stuff goes into my records that's not so helpful. And then the stuff that I think should be in there isn't going in there. So, like, for example, if you were to ask me, where do I think this is coming from? Who do I think this, because I get asked that, who's behind it. And then they start putting all that, like my background, my sort of the context will go into my records, but not the stuff that's really of concern. Like the fact that I know that there's an implant over my heart. I think I've mentioned this a few times. It's never gone into my records. Last time I was here, I told you how, you know, this lump would appear on my back, right? They appear and disappear. It's one of the things that I think is, in addition to the wireless signals and what I think is evidence of a man-made object in my X-ray, the fact that these swollen spots appear suddenly, vanish and reappear in the same space year after year, the same place, exact same place year after, I think that's evidence that there's something there in that location. That's happened. That's in several locations in my body. So anyway, that all of that stuff is in the Google photos. I feel that there should be enough empirical evidence to justify further scientific exploration of the actual thing, regardless of the context, who's behind it, and all this kind of stuff, you know, which is easy to spin off into, she's got conspiracy theories, right? And regardless of who's behind it, this is not a justifiable thing to do to a person, okay? We have a, if you think that a person is doing something wrong or is a bad person or whatever, we have a constitution that says exactly how due process is supposed to work in this country. If you think somebody's guilty of a crime, that's not what's going on here. You know, what's going on is other things, right? Including, as I think I've said, and I think, covert biomedical research that shouldn't be happening because it's unethical and I'm sure it's illegal. And okay, so that's the whole big background of it. I feel that, you know, what's there, you know, I mean, what we talked about, you know, okay, well, people aren't going to believe you, or I'm concerned that people might not believe you. So, you know, we need to present the evidence. If you want to explore further, if people have the expertise, present the evidence as well as possible. So that's what I try to do by gathering this stuff into that photos account so far. And then I wanted to get your feedback before, you know, I mean, I could continue to gather evidence. I could do documents, and I mean, I can do more and more because I've got a lot, but you know, it's not helpful if I'm the only one doing anything.
No, and I mean, to be fair, I have every intention of reviewing all this, and I'm not saying I don't care, I don't have time. What I'm saying is I need a dedicated amount of time, which I have not been able to give it, and so I haven't, you know, like, I would like a decent 30 to 60 minutes to just sit and review everything.
So technically, how can I, is there some way that I can facilitate that?
Well, I mean, the short answer is after about 3 months of totally just getting slam dunked at work, I'm nearly caught up.
Okay.
And so I am hopeful that I can in the very near future, like this weekend, have some time to do
this. Okay, that would help.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, the second part is, irrespective of what's in there, which I think will be substantial and plenty of rationale for kind of what you're concerned about, I think the practical issue is, what do you need access to and how can we facilitate that? In terms of, so I think the most recent request and concern is, how do we get you in front of certain equipment to be able to do this?
Yeah, I have ideas about that, but I just want us to be on the same page that this is.
Yeah, and I don't mean to subvert the
discussion.
Okay.
I've drafted a letter, you know, I mean, I've started to draft a letter, you know, of what I think, you know, could be something. See, it would be very helpful if, you know, that maybe a way to approach somebody who has access to this equipment. It'd be very helpful if it came from you and you said, I'm asking on behalf of a patient of mine, and this is why, and this is what we want to, you know, see if we can address. And then, you know, at the very least, you might get a response, because I've tried to do this already, and most of the time I don't get a response.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a response from it. And most of the time, I mean, I just grow up in an academic environment, so it's actually really odd to me that a polite inquiry about something scientific would be completely ignored.
Mm-hmm.
Usually academics are not stingy or, you know, grumpy about, you know, a quick little acknowledgement of yes or no, or this looks like that, or, you know, without asking them to do a whole lot of work or anything. So that's a little weird to me too, but I did get a response from a guy, you know, that I was trying to look at a scientific article that I didn't have access to the journal, and, you know, one guy did send me an article. So that was nice. I mean, it's nice that's, you know, one of the things that's just really hard for me is I get like totally ignored. I get no responses or I get, you know, this defamatory stuff going on. So I think that it would be harder to blow off a doctor than it would be to blow off, you know, just say, oh, well, this is some random person that's asking some random many question.
Right, and I'm actually happy to do that in terms of, if we identify specific kind of locations or labs or commercial entities that have equipment, I'm happy to write a letter that says,
yeah, well, yeah. I've done that. I can do that. I've done that. That's, I don't need you to do that. All I just need you to do is, you know, look at what I've presented. See if there's anything that I could better frame if, you know, if it's necessary. But, I think that, you know, yeah. So I'm trying to lessen the time that it's going to take you to do this. And that's why I say I draft a letter and then you can say, okay, well then you can decide what part of it works for you or if it helps at least. And then, you know, hopefully you could make the inquiry on my behalf. I've actually, you know, I have people in mind that these kinds of things could go to. So you wouldn't need to do that kind of research. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, I don't want to, make you late or anything. I have a couple other things I want to
address. Sure.
So I can just, you know, this weekend or hopefully, or soon you will be able to look at this and look at what I presented and see if you have any more questions or whatever about it, because I'm just not sure. There might be things, there's so much stuff that you don't know. Like sometimes it's hard to know when you have a lot of stuff that you've accumulated, what's the most important thing to focus on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of, you know, what I'm trying to show is not just that there's implants, but there's evidence of, you know, basically radiation weapons being used.
Mm. Okay.
Okay, so by radiation weapons, I mean directed energy weapons, but they injure tissues through radiation rather than, you know, projectiles.
Right. So it's transmitted energy.
Yeah.
Or...
And then within these, I think I have so many implants in my body that they actually are, you know, there's actually almost like circuits going on. The other thing about this is some of these things are so precise because when they involve swelling or, you know, other types of indications of exactly where they are, there's several of these that I can identify down to maybe, you know, within an inch or so. So if there's a type of equipment where they can, you know, they just need to be focused on a particular area to see if something's going on, you know. So I just feel like, or even an X-ray or a type of imaging that's very focused in a specific area. But I'd rather try to actually pick up the signals from these devices before I go into more X-ray stuff. Okay. Just to move on. So, I'm experiencing all kinds of different kinds of symptoms and pain, attacks to my lungs, attacks to my heart, effects to my skin, all this kinds of stuff. This has just been going on, and it's, you know, last month, you know, a lot of attacks, a lot of stuff with my lungs, and, where was I going to go with this? Oh, my back. You know, my back was okay for a little while, but I was having a lot of other pain. Or sometimes all of a sudden my whole body starts hurting out of nowhere, just aching, you know, like, just, it'll come and it'll go, like, within seconds or minutes. My back did start to hurt again last night. But I wanted to ask, is this medication thing ongoing? Will I be able to pick up my medication, like, today?
Let me check.
Or soon? I don't remember if we restarted the cycle or not.
Oh, yeah. This is our day to get it started.
Okay.
So, yeah, I want to say this is exactly the day to start it.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll get you the next three of these. And remind me, did I send these
downstairs?
But I send them electronically.
Yeah.
You don't take them home.
No.
Perfect. I just, half of my people want them in hand and half of them don't. So I always try to remember who's who. Okay. So 5-5 was the last one, which makes today. There we go. So I'll send in the next three for
Thanks.
25. Okay.
Okay. And then the last thing I wanted to ask you, I'm going to, I'm scheduled to go to commencement out of town.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I should get another booster shot? I'm going to go on a plane and stuff.
When
in a
is,
public place where a lot of people are coming from all around the country.
Trip.
Huh?
When is the trip?
June 12th.
Yes. I mean, I would.
Okay.
So you're eligible for the fourth one and
okay.
The timeline's correct. So I would say right.
I'd like to do that.
That's advantageous.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so today, 4 weeks and 4 weeks, so that this will be June, July, and August prescriptions, although the last one will be the last week in July rather than the beginning of August in terms of timeline for the prescriptions. Just each one's 4 weeks.
I see.
So the next three will be in place.
Okay.
Okay. And then the COVID vaccine we can get for you. And I have to say, I appreciate your patience because I have been very frustrated with myself not being able to keep pace with everything. And it's weighed heavy on me that I have not given your questions the attention I want to.
Okay. Well, yeah, I would say the main thing that I'm looking for is for you to just take a look at what that email, that
mm-hmm.
second email where I put a lot of links and I put sort of background and maybe for you to take a look at it and say, you know, if there's any way that anything different that I should do as
mm-hmm.
far as that's background information. And then after that, then I want to explore the idea of approaching perhaps researchers as well, you know, maybe instead of doctors at this point, because
yeah.
it really makes a difference about whether or not this is a real thing. Okay. It makes a huge difference because otherwise we're just chasing symptoms as opposed to the root cause of what's going on.
No, and I think I agree. I mean, I think trying to I'll say convince medical professionals of what's going on without direct evidence, you know, of the signaling is not likely going to go very far because everyone is...
Right, but I have that.
I'm sorry?
I have all of that. I have direct evidence of the signals.
Well, I'm talking about the types of equipment you're
yes.
referring to.
Right.
Right,
yes, we need to take it one step further. Exactly, yeah. I mean,
my understanding, and I could be wrong, is that you have evidence of what the signals are doing.
I have evidence that there is high frequency signals emitting from my body. I also have, if you look, you'll see evidence of, I mean, I have measurement. I got as many measurement devices that I could afford,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've been using them since late 2017.
Okay.
So I have evidence of bizarrely elevated electromagnetic fields in different parts of my apartment. I have evidence of radioactivity even. And I've tried to pursue all of this. I mean, high radioactivity spikes. I've tried to pursue all of this with the police and or FBI. And it's just absolutely goes out, never goes anywhere. So they don't seem to care. But nonetheless, the evidence is there. See, my perspective is if I have a Geiger counter that shows that abnormally, you know, high radiation readings and you're the police, right? You could do a lot of things to figure out whether or not this is correct, right? You could give me another Geiger counter. You could help me with a dosimeter. You could, they've done, you know, what they do is they simply ignore me as if I don't exist.
Mm.
And the same thing with the electromagnetic fields. There's been all kinds of bizarre activity with electromagnetic fields, like super elevated over my chair seat, super elevated over my bed cushions, shifting in really weird ways inside my apartment. And those, you know, I can't physically feel radioactivity. I can't physically feel electromagnetic fields, but I just happen to have those kinds of devices. The other stuff I can feel or you see injuries like burns on my face or my cat. My cat's had really similar burns in her ears to the ones that I was getting on my hands and my face a few years ago. So, and it happens within seconds. That's the other thing. Just being present in time. Like, it's one thing to see a picture of something, but then it's another to actually be in time. And so I'm fine 1 minute or she's fine 1 minute. And all of a sudden you feel this terrible thing, you know? So, it used to be like, I would be putting on my makeup in the mirror. Right. And then all of a sudden my eyes would get red. And then it would go away. Like stuff like that. That's just bizarre. Right. And so it's not just that the eyes are red, but it's the way it happens, the context, and, you know, all those kinds. So all of that is part of the, and what I've found is that in the past, both veterinarians and doctors will just, if something doesn't fit their diagnosis, they just discard it.
Dismiss it, yeah.
Yeah, and that's not how you should do research, I don't think.
Right, well,
okay.
No, I appreciate it. So so I'll have the team come give you the COVID booster. I'll send the three prescriptions down, first one to start today, and then I will hope and expect to get through
okay.
review this weekend with
Sounds
comments.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and it's good to see you. I hope if I don't see you before your trip that you have a lovely lovely trip for the commencement.
Thanks.
Yeah. Well,